Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Guys, lift up your hands, say a prayer to God. Say a prayer. This is church. This is the time when we are here for God to bless our heart. Lift up your hands, say a prayer. Tell God that as the word of God is coming, it will touch your heart. And you will be a doer of the word, a doer, and not a forgetful hearer. You will be a doer. Somebody who does the word of God, that the word of God will dwell in you richly. Bible said that let the word of Christ, pray for yourself, dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another. Le sandoraba shikendelebe. Remandorobo shikendelebe sandaya. Ramandorobo shiriande kebende. Yes, 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 yes. Kabu nalaba singandelebe. Remandorobo shikabandelebe. Ramandorobo shinaya. Kandelebe sandaya. Kamandorobo shiriandelebe. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, we worship you, we bless you, Lord. We say, Lord, may you be present in our meeting. Lord, may you be present. Let the preaching of your word touch the heart of your children. In the name of Jesus, we worship you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. I'm preaching. One person should come and sit here. Albert, come and sit. Yeah. I like the way this brother is sitting down slightly. No space, but he's trying to see. Amen. Very soon things will change. Tell your neighbor that very soon things will change. Or oh, I say very soon things will change. Yeah, our level, is it now when you sit, you have to squeeze yourself. But a certain time is coming when you sit, you don't have to squeeze yourself again. You don't have to. Just say you will sit and feel free. Hallelujah. Yeah. Today I want to preach to you about something that will change the way you think, all right? And it's a very important subject that I want to teach you. And I believe that when you get to understand this, okay, a lot of your foolishness, okay, yeah, I know that you are foolish. Bible says in Proverbs that foolishness is bound to the heart of a child, okay, and it's only the rod of correction that will drive it far away from him, okay. So there are a lot of scriptures that have to do with foolish sons, okay. With the Bible in Proverbs 17 verse 25 said, a foolish son is a grief to his father and a bitterness to her that bear him. A foolish son. Do you understand? So if you are a foolish son, you are a bitterness to your father. In Proverbs chapter 19 verse 13, he said, a foolish son is a calamity to his father. Do you know calamity? Calamity is disaster. If you are a foolish son, you are a disaster. Yes, you are a calamity to your father. Okay, so there are a lot of scriptures that has to do with You see, foolishness is always synonymous with a son. I'm not saying that to say that it's only boys who are foolish. We have sisters who are super foolish. Yes. It's high level. So Solomon has summed everything in Proverbs 22, verse 15. Said that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. So this one, when we say a child, you can see that a child can be either a male child or a female child. Okay, you are in. Okay, so we've been talking about a foolish son, foolish something. But if it's not only a son who is foolish, yeah, we can have a man who is foolish. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 9 said, if a wise man contended with a foolish man, do you see? So sometimes you have to make yourself wise by not fighting with a foolish person. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there is a lot of foolishness in the system. Even when you look at yourself, you will see that your foolishness rate is high. Yeah, but as you are coming to church, you know, it's so hard to kakra, kakra, kakra. Right now, when you talk in the house, your mother listens to you. At first, when you talk, your mother raises the hand like, oh, for kwasi asem soho. Yeah. But right now, I don't know if you can see that right now, a certain wisdom has been entering you since you started listening to the word of God, and things are changing. I want you to put your hands together and help me to welcome Angelina to church. Angelina is in church today. Angelina, give us a wave. A lot of people don't know you. They don't know you are a powerful woman. Oh, give us a wave. Oh, you have become fair. Where did you go? Your color has come. This time when you go to school, myself, you are fair in complexion. First, you know, you to me, I am charcoal in complexion. And that's why she pitch. I also want you to help me welcome. Poison is also in the house. Poison, give us a wave. A lot of people don't know who Poison is. Wow, Bullet has arrived. We have a lot of hard people who have come today. Okay, powerful people that you don't know. Okay, but I'm sure with time we introduce all of them. Yeah. Zopele is going to secondary school. He has got St. Paul. Yeah, St. Paul's. A lot of people believe it. Then Albert who has had a car academy. Yeah, bleu. Then Julie is also going to Holy Child. Holy Co. Yeah, Holy Co. Why, Odogono? You've changed it to Odogono. Holy Co. Odogono, like I'll beat you. Like if you go, I'll not come and visit you. Okay. Yeah, Eunice, you are going where? See, because next week we'll see you. So, Roka SHS. Okay, so a lot of people are leaving. So next week you get here. Next week they get here. Yours is gold. Gold means you go in November. Yours is what? Green, you go in. Tomorrow, yours is what? Gold. Green, so you also leaving. Yours is what? Red. Look, I see you in SHS very soon. Yeah. They didn't believe. I said they believe my prophecy. I see you in secondary school very soon. Hey, where is Jacqueline? She's gone. When? She goes to school on Sunday. Wow. She's gone. Okay. Albert, Prophet, you leave when? Friday. Where is doctor? Doctor, you are leaving when? Next 2 weeks. Hey, Charlie. People have added some to the vacation. Oh. Hallelujah. Today I want to preach a very short sermon. I'll be closing the next 7 minutes. And the title of my sermon is entitled Sons of Samuel. Sons of Samuel. Next week I'll preach about sons of Eli. But and then the next 2 weeks I'll preach about sons of Jonadab. Yeah, this week, this season is seasons of sons. Yeah. I'm not talking about Ewiano. Son. S-O-N-S. Sons of Samuel. You know, you will not forget this preaching. Sons of Samuel. Now, when you are a son, I'm talking to you, lift up your hands, your heads and listen to me. If you are a son, you have to behave like a son. So already I gave you scriptures about sons who were foolish. We have wise sons and we have foolish sons. In everything, they are wise. Even virgins, they are wise virgins and they are foolish virgins. In Matthew 25, Jesus gave us the story of the 10 virgins, where there were 5 foolish. You can be a virgin. Oh, do you know virgin? Virgin is somebody that nobody have had sex with. Do you know what is called sex? Do you know sex? If you don't know sex, lift up your hands. Okay. By the grace of God, everybody know what is called sex. Including Angelina. Okay. So, you can be a virgin and you can be foolish. Yes. A virgin would give level high. Yeah. So, you can be a son and you are a foolish son. And you can be a son and you are a wise son. In one of the accounts I told you, he said a foolish son is a calamity to the father. And a grief, do you know grief? A grief is sorrow to your mother. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, today we want to do exposition on the sons of Samuel. Now, who was Samuel? Samuel was a prophet. Open to 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 10. Samuel was a prophet. If you are there, then you read for me. 1 Samuel 3 and verse 10. Samuel was the prophet and he was also the leader of Israel at a point in time. So he was a big man. He was a pastor. Are you there? Who is there? If you are there, give him mic. You know, yes, read yours. Yes, let's listen to you. 1 Samuel 3 verse 20. Yes, verse 20. You don't know where verse, or your reading is not good. Put on the microphone. Anytime you are going to use microphone.
And all Israel.
And all Israel.
From Dan in the north.
From Dan in the north.
To
Beersheba.
In the south.
In the south. Huh?
Knew that Samuel was confirmed as what? Prophet of the Lord.
The prophet of the Lord. So a lot of people were aware in those days. Listen, I'm about to close. That Samuel was a prophet. Do you understand? From Dan to Beersheba. From Dan in the south and Beersheba in the north. They knew that Samuel was a prophet. Do you understand? Just as all of you come to church here, you know I'm a pastor. A lot of people, it's like the whole of Ghana knows that Ekufu Addo is the president. I'm not sure if you go to school and they ask you who is the president of Ghana. I'm not sure you mention my name. If you write down the president of Ghana, they'll mark you wrong. Yeah, who is the president of Ghana? Say Tete Kwasi. How can Tete Kwasi be the president of Ghana? Do you see? So everybody is aware. Even though you can sing the song, Mahama, Onapo, it doesn't mean Mahama is the president of Ghana. He was, but he is not currently. So everybody knew that Samuel was the prophet of Israel. Okay? And number two, Samuel was also the leader. In those days, if you are a prophet, if you are a priest, you become the leader of the nation. So Samuel was also the leader of Israel. He was a big man. Yes. He was a big man. He was a prophet. Do you know prophet? Even in these days, when they say you are a prophet, it's not a simple thing. Yeah. Now, this same Samuel, I want to show you who Samuel was before I come and tell you who his sons were. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 10, today we'll be reading a lot of scripture. The same 1 Samuel. It is this same Prophet Samuel, who anointed Saul as king. How many of you heard of King Saul? King Saul in the Bible. Yes. It was Samuel who anointed, who is there? 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 10. It is Prophet Samuel who took a horn of oil anoint Saul for Saul to become the king of Israel. You have to read 1 Samuel 9, verse 10. Master, if you read, you should be hurry up, okay? Look at this. Anytime you want to talk, put on the microphone. Hey.
All right. So agreed. Let's try it.
Master, the way I'm reading the thing, I think can't be a name. Master, boy, where do you know, mommy?
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 10. The Lord came and stood there, calling us at the other time. Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. And the Lord said to Samuel, see, I am about to do something in Israel that will make...
The Lord came to call Samuel. Samuel, see, I'm about to do something in Israel. Hey.
That will make the ear of everyone who hears of it tingle. Verse 12. At that time...
Stand up and read the thing with vim. Oh. You are going to Accra Academy. Look at how you are reading.
At that time, I will carry you out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. Verse 13. For I told him that I will judge his family forever because of the sin.
It's okay. God bless you. This is the account of when God wanted to send Prophet Samuel to anoint Saul, okay, as king. So Saul was a very Samuel was a very big man. Now after Samuel has anointed Saul as king, it is this same Samuel again who anointed David, okay, after Saul. That one we can find it in 1 Samuel 16. I think I should read my thing. The way the poor are reading the thing. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 16. When I say read, you read like somebody who is in class 3. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil and go. Put the microphone off. And go. And I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Bible says that the Lord rejected Saul. Look, God can reject you. Do you know reject? I don't know if you know what is called reject. To reject means to do what? Not yet to ignore somebody, not to choose the person. If they are going to play football, yesterday they scored Ghana. If you are going to play football, they send 23 players, but all the 23 don't play. Okay, it's only 11 that play at a time, so they can select and reject. Bible said that the Lord had rejected Saul as king, and God told this same Samuel, big man Samuel, that Samuel, take your horn. Fill it with oil and go to the house of Jesse. And there, I'm going to show you one of the sons of Jesse called David. And you anoint David and make him king over Israel. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the last thing we can also learn about Samuel was that, you see, at a point when God was about to anoint David as king, Saul wanted to kill David. Have you heard of that story? Yes. Yeah, Saul actually wanted to kill David. And he had tried 21 times to kill him. But he didn't succeed. Now, at that time, when David was running away from Saul, it is Samuel, okay, who gave David the place so that he could escape from Saul. Samuel was a good man. Samuel was a pastor. Samuel was a leader. Samuel was a prophet. Samuel was somebody who loves God. Samuel was somebody who really obeyed the voice of God. Anything God told Samuel to do, Samuel did it. Yeah. Even the birth of Samuel was very miraculous. Yes. When his mother was not getting children, he went to the temple to pray. Then, finally, Samuel came. And the Bible said that Samuel's mother gave Samuel to the church. It dashed Samuel to the church. And Samuel was in the temple till he became a priest and he became a prophet. But today, let's look at the children that came after this man of God. This is to tell you that, look, a lot of things can happen. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 8. This is where, today we will do a lot of reading. To come to church, okay, Bible, but 1 Samuel 8, 1 to 3. I'm talking about the sons of Samuel. Are you in 1 Samuel 8? Yeah, look into your Bible. And it came to pass, verse 1, when Samuel was old, or obviously you'll be old. One day, all of you are going to be old. Say amen. You'll be old. You'll marry. Yeah, you'll be old. Some of you, your menses have even started. It's a sign that when you have sex with a man, you give birth. Yes. The boys, when you wake up, you see how your penis become hard. It's a sign that if you don't know and go and sleep with a girl, you'll bond. They'll call you dada. Yeah. Dada. Dada one. You do put gem on, you see something. If you invite us, we'll come. We'll come and eat kenke on Saturday morning and fish. If your penis have stand up, so you are going to look for a girl. Stupid boy. The girls, you see how your breasts have come. Yeah. You don't know. So, Samuel, he was old. Even you can see that you are old. When they gave birth to you, you were not like this. Some of you used to bath outside, but now you cannot bath outside. Yeah. Today, I was sitting here. You know Philip. Philip, you Philip, eh? You Philip, I knew your parents before they married. And they born you. When they born you, I was in the hospital to visit you. On your adoring day, I was there. Today, I was standing here. When Philip was coming, he wanted to wee-wee. He was wee-wee. When he saw me, then he turned his back. Philip. He turned his back. I shouldn't look at his penis. Philip in KHH. So, it's a sign that you are growing. I'm not sure any one of you can stand here. If I see the candle, that my wedding day is at hand. Amen. Jesus Christ. it's a beautiful day. I'm not sure anybody here can come and stand here and remove your trouser. Brother, sit down. I'm about to preach. And remove your boxers and say you are batting here as you are sitting down here. You cannot. If I say remove only your shirt, remaining your singlet, you cannot do it. You won't do it. Because the last time you are going to bath, you saw some hair around your privatization section. So Bible says, it came to pass when Samuel was old and he made his sons judges over Israel. Look, as time when we are growing up, some of you take up. Many years ago, I wasn't preaching. Many years ago, I sit like the way you were sitting. And somebody preached to me. But when you become of age, you must also rise up. Bible said that when someone was becoming old, he made his children judges. He appointed them judges. His children. Of course, it's his children he will use. Because those are the people he knows. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Now, the name of his firstborn was Joel. I hope you are learning something. Yeah. And the name of the second was Abia. And they were judges in Beersheba. 3. Look at verse 3. And his sons walked not in his ways, but then after Luca, do you know Luca? Luca means money. And took bribes. Look, bribe taking didn't start from police people this week. Oh, from old time. Yeah, Old Testament, they were taking bribe. And yet, police before never started that. And perverted judgment. Let's read the verse 3 again. And his sons walked not in his ways. Number one, the sons of Samuel, they didn't take after their father. Write it down. The first lesson to learn. That his children that he brought up, he was a prophet. He was said that his sons, his children, they didn't take after him. They didn't walk in his ways. Look, your father can be a pastor and you can be an armed robber. I'm telling you. So some of you instantly say, look at even Crampo, he said, I'm surprised he's his pastor's child. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't be surprised that the boy who have been going to Superbet is pastor's child. This is a prophet's son. Two sons. They didn't walk in the way of their father. They didn't walk in the way of their father. Some of you sitting down here, I don't know your fathers. Some of you, your fathers are good people. Your father doesn't disobey. Your father is a humble man, but you don't take after your father. Your mother is a cool woman, but you insult. You don't take after your mother. Bible says that the sons, invest, and his sons walk not in his ways. I'm sure that, you see, he was a pastor. Do you think that if your father is a pastor, you can be in the house and you not hear, you not see Bible in the house? There will be Bible in the house, or yeah. Do you think that when you go to pastor's house, then they'll be showing pornography in there? Is that what pastor's house do? No. But the sons, where did they see pornography? Because they had friends. They didn't walk in the way of their father. Don't be deceived because you come to church. Yeah. Some of you, it's also better you don't walk in the ways of your father because your father is a drunkard. Yeah. Papa, anopa, lai momo, atadu chedie bites. Otumin num rough. Yeah. Pasio bites. When he's coming from work, he's boost. You don't have to take after him. Yeah. You have to look for a father to take after him. These people had a good example. They had a good, by the grace of God in our church, United Denomination, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, we have a prophet called Prophet Bishop Darky Ward Mills. I thought you were clapping. Yeah. Yeah. We have a prophet. We must learn to take after our prophet. Yes. We must learn to take after our prophet. This week, I was with some people at Mampong. They were here. Where is Vinton? Vinton and George. I was with them at Mampong. You have opened up and say, hey. Yes, but I'm meeting with you. Even if I close, I'm going to Mampong again. My point is, I'm becoming different. As I'm going, I'll come back on Wednesday. Me see me bad, me brony. Sunday, you won't see me. Me preach it out, you ask, Pastor Emmanuel, and I say, look, in this church, you have a good example. We have Bishop Darky Ward Mills. He has written many books. He has written many books for us. Tell him that I'm preaching. You can tell him that I'm preaching. He has written many books for us to read. But as a child in the house, look at me. I'm the pastor. He's not the pastor. As a child in the house, you don't read. You don't take after your father. You don't take after the prophet God has given us. Bible said that his children, especially the sons, you can also be a daughter, but you don't take after. He said, and his sons not walk in his way. Number two, let's look at the second thing we learned. But then after Luca, another word for Luca is money. They turn after money. Number two, the sons of Samuel, they turn after money. They were into money. You are a child listening to me. Your aim is to be rich. At the age of 13, you want to be rich. Anything you are doing is money motivated and money conscious. You are on the wrong path. Somebody told you that if you go to Superbet and you predict the match between Chelsea and Manchester United and you win, you can buy Kia Picanto. And that is your mind. You have a bad mind. Yes. Showers of blessings. I feel the rain. Money is dangerous. Gloria, Money is dangerous. I'm telling you, boss, lift up your hand, I'm about to close. Money, what they call money is evil. Money is not evil, but the love of money is evil. Have you seen that you have started stealing? You want to have iPhone 3, iPhone 6. You want to have Samsung S4. You see, you have started stealing. You have turned after money. I can feel the power in what I'm preaching. Yeah. Your father has hung his trouser. You have got to put your hand inside, collecting 50 Ghana. Collect and look. You are after money. You are. This was what the sons of Samuel did. They were after money. At a young age, it's not that their father was dead, though. Their father was alive, and they were after money. Look, Paul said, he told his son Timothy that the love of money is the root of all evil. You are planning to do sakawa. If you sleep in the coffin, you don't wake up again. I'm prophet. If you go to sleep in the coffin, yeah. Some of you girls, you don't understand. The boys, some of them, they use your panties for sakawa. Yeah. You say I shouldn't preach. I'll tell you the truth. They turn after money. Look, don't let money control your life. A lot of girls have lost their virginity because of money. Yes. Look, money here, it can spoil your life. Money can change your life in a negative way if you don't take care. Someone made his children judges. Few years ago, was it last year or two? Anas did an expose on judges who took bribe. Did you see it? Some of them, they sang and they sent them to jail. Yeah. They took money. Some of them even took goats. And they judge. What do you mean, took goats? Christmas and tea. You have collected a ponchi and you have perverted judgment. Look, it's different when the thing is a gift, too. Yeah. And it's different when you tell the person that, bring this money and let me do this for you. They turn after money. Look, I'm about to close. As you do the work of God, God will prosper you. Matthew 6, verse 33. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things including. The reason why you don't have car now is because you cannot buy petrol. If you like, let somebody dash your car right now and see if you can. As nobody here can drive. You can't drive. So what do you need car for? Some of you, the day you get iPhone or Android phone, that is the day you start watching pornography. Yeah. Yeah. This morning, one of our brothers, his phone fell into the car. Then we called the driver, and the driver brought the phone. When the driver gave the phone to me, I felt sorry for the phone. Me who phone, me who say, look, some of the key parts were removed. Say that my friend, can I me say, phone no carry some iPhone or some baby phone be. But when I saw, you see, one of the things I learned was I said, look, this one is better. Because that phone, you can't watch pornography. Your own is screen. If you do like this, maybe. We are saying, maybe. And you are watching buttocks. Girls' buttocks. You are watching vagina and penis on it. Yeah. You are laughing at somebody whose keypad has removed. But that person, he receives calls with it. But the person is holy. But you, your own, no. I'm preaching. Oh, no, no, no. I don't fear you. I don't fear you. They turn after money. They turn after money. Look, whatever you need, God will give you. I'm telling you. You see, God, that day I was explaining to you that God, when you are coming to God, listen to me as I'm about to close. When you are coming to God, He shows you poverty. The way you enter, He shows you riches. Do you understand? Yeah. God shows you poverty. He said, look, if you come, you'll be poor. So, if you say, yes, I like, and you come, He will make you rich. But Satan shows you riches. And then when you enter, He shows you poverty. Yes. He show you iPhones. When you enter, you see that what you are looking for is not what you have. Let's learn to follow the Lord. The third thing the children did. I'll show you four things they did. Still in verse 3. So the first one, we said, they didn't walk in the way of their father. Number 2, they turned after money. Number 3, they took bribes. Bribe. If your mother is sending you, you want your mother to pay you. They took bribe. Santa, your mother doesn't pay you. But the thing they say, go and buy. You've added some of the money to it, and then you bought it. Who this cannot be account when your mother paid? Utichobo is bribe. Yes. It's bribe. Look, I'll tell you the fact. That look, these things that the sons of Elite, the sons of Samuel did, it didn't go well with them. They took bribe. You are here. You do that. It's bad. If I say it's bad, it's even understatement. You are preparing yourself for early death and hell. They took bribe. And look at the last thing they did. The Bible said that. And they did what? And perverted judgment. So if they took bribe from the people, they changed the judgment. That this man, stand up. Mr. Usu. And me, Mrs. Mimpeniba. This woman is a market woman. By the grace of God, she went to buy a land, one plot to build. Then this man has come. He has money and went to pay somebody. Judge, collect the land from this woman and give it to me. The moment you collect the bribe, you pervert judgment. You change judgment. You make wrong decision. Some of you, when you get money, your brain doesn't work again. You make some of you, if you have money, we know your working changes. Yes. Your diet. You don't eat mango again. Because you have 20 Ghana. You don't eat mango again. If your mother make a mistake and send you to go and buy charcoal, you tell your mother that rich men don't buy charcoal. Mekai, it's only 20 Ghana you have in your pocket too. Suddenly they can see that you are a rich man. You drink Don Simon. Yeah, you drink Hollandia because you have 20 Ghana. Some of you, the beginning of your foolishness is the beginning of, is the day you have money. The perverted judgment. They made wrong decisions. They took bribes. But may you not be like the sons of Samuel. I say, may you never be like the sons of Samuel. That they didn't walk in the way of their father. And they turned after money. And they took bribes. Took bribe. Some of you have been taking bribe. So what do you mean? You take bribe. When you are going to school and they give your younger brother money to you, been tearing it up. I will see. Ma, and then my escabio. And to the name of one gun at it. Now, quite so far as if you know. Anytime you are going to school, you see that one small boy is crying, running after the sister. Yes, it can send. There's someone who asks, I was wrong with your brother. Brian, if you know what me, brother, say ya, say ya. Fit ya no pie, soon ya no so boy. I quite know the sick hour. The perverted judgment. But may you not be like the sons of Samuel. Yeah. Bible said that in verse 4. He said, all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said unto him, behold, thou art old, and thy sons not walk not in thy way. Even the people in the town, they could see that the sons of Samuel didn't walk in the way of Samuel. They could see. When you are doing bad things, people see. If I were a bad pastor, you would have seen by now. Yeah, you'd have seen. If I were a very bad person, you would have seen. You don't need somebody to tell you, but you know. Say, pastor, were you bad? Even in your school, you know the teachers that are bad. You know the teachers. Nobody has to tell that, say where you're bad, say. Wow, name teacher, no. Yeah. Hallelujah. We will not be like the sons of Samuel. We will walk in the way of our father, the bishop that gave appeals. We will not take bribe. Look. One of the things that can spoil your life early is money. You see, money, you'll be rich anyway. But if you rush to go and meet money will damage. It's because of money. Many young children don't go to school again. They want to become troll mate because of money. Somebody told them, when you become a mate, a day, they will pay you 20 Ghana. So, the other day I was going to work and I met a small boy. I'm not sure you'll be up to 15 years. And it was a meet. And then I asked, why is he not in school? And he smiled. Today, you will not see the essence of being a mate. But one day when you grow up, this my mate is a lawyer. This my mate is a doctor. This my mate is a military officer. This my mate is an architect. This my mate is a bank manager. Then you stand somewhere that my father didn't look after me. If you see any old person who said, second thing I had to me and go to school, oh boy. When they were asking him to go to school, he was following money. Look, money is like a bait. Do you know a bait? When you want to catch a fish, you see they put somewhere, that thing is money. When it hooks your mouth, you can't let yourself go. One day, everybody here is going to be rich. You will not struggle. Look, by the grace of God, I cannot say I've arrived. But anything I want to eat, I'll eat. Vanessa, anything I want to eat, I'll eat. If I say I'll eat pork stew this evening, maybe pork stew. Yeah. But some time ago, I eat what is there. Do you know what is there? If it is face the world that is there, I have to, a combo. You have to eat it. Yeah. God is going to prosper you. God is going to make you great. Yeah. One day you have your own car. But young people, it's time. Everything you see here is time. Nobody builds a house one day. It takes time. Every story building you see, it was not built in one day. It takes time. The sons of Samuel, they want something quick. Next week, I'll preach to you about the sons of Eli. Today is the sons of Samuel. They were bad children. They were sons, but they were bad. They were evil. They were evil. Bible said that a foolish son, you see, I'm teaching you to become a wise son. This is an example of people in the Bible who walk not in the way. You see, don't criticize pastor's children. No. Don't. She pastor, ba. She opema. Don't say such things. Yes. Don't say such things. Rather, when you say such things, pray for yourself. Say, Lord, may I not go that way? Because you can easily go that way. You can easily go that way. But I pray for you that you be covered. I say you be covered. You will not go wayward. You will not go astray. You will not move from the right path. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together and rise to your feet. Oh, young one, when lift up your hands and sing it. Oh, young one, when oh, lift up your hands and sing it. Everybody, rise to your feet. Those of you at the back. Rise up from on your feet. Close your eyes and sing it. Sing it. Bibiana Zondo, yeah. Oh, no, no, Kasadina, yeah. Bibiana Zondo, yeah. Redeemer, yeah. Yes, sing it. Oh, your baby, close your eyes and pray for yourself this morning. It's almost afternoon. Pray that God will help you to be on the right path. That what you have heard, money will not influence you. Money and bribe will not influence you. Yes, pray. Rando sikenelebe. That you will not go wayward. That you will not go wayward. Kasiri andorobo shikende. Lema sanda ba lekendelebe. Malebo shikendelebe shanda. Ramanda zebrendelebe. Kembo shiri andalaba. Kembo raba sikendelebe lebondorobo. Makasa katalaba. Kemando laba sikendelebe. Eyande kele bushandaya kabanda sebre kabo sandalaba kemura bandelebe shikendelebe kabasa talabaya. I pray for your children, O God. May they be steadfast. May they be strong. May they stay on the path. May we take after our father, the Bishop Dankeyward Mills, Lord. May we not go wayward, Lord. May we not take after money. May we not take bribe. May we not pervert judgment, O God. Le kosa katalaba, maze breka bandorobo, le kasara bandia. Yidin, bibi araso, sing it. Oh, redeemer, yeah, enunti Yesu roche. Oh, yom wangweni. Sumnyamia yawa weni bibiara sunu ya onu no kasa onu no kasa
I didn't deny it. Baby, I'm a sinner. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. You are the one that speaks, and everything happens, Lord. We cannot challenge your authority. We cannot say something else apart from what you have said. This morning, Lord, we say you are great. And we say, Lord, you are Lord. And you do what pleases you. We say, Lord, we have come. May you take us out from the path that the sons of Samuel followed. Lord, inasmuch as their father was a priest and a leader, Lord, they didn't take after their father. But Lord, we pray that you take us out. But Lord, we shall be law-abiding children. We shall be children that are goodly. We will walk according to your precept and ordinances. The Father you have given us, we will follow him. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that Lord, you lead us. I pray for your children who will be traveling to various institutions, going to various schools, Lord. Lord, lead them. As they go, Lord, let your light go before them. Let your fire go before them. I pray against every accident. Lord, there shall be no accident. They will go in safety and come in safety, Lord. They will never meet a wicked senior. They will never meet a homosexual senior. They will never meet a lesbian senior. Lord, may you lead them to good people. I pray that may their lives be covered as they go to the boarding house to start their senior high schools and junior high schools, Lord. Lord, give them wisdom, understanding. May they not fall away, but may you put them together so we all meet in December. I thank you, Lord. I release them with your power. I release them with your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray with thanksgiving. And everybody shout, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. It's a blessing. Vanessa, are you to where are you living? Tomorrow. Next week. Next 2 weeks. Hey! Form 3, 4, India. If they go. Hey! You see what you do? You see what you do? You see what you do? The devil can use people. The devil can use many people. Hallelujah. Look, you should learn something from the sons of Samuel. Next week, I'll preach to you the sons of Eli. And I believe it's going to be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. If you have brought your tithe, come. You have brought your tithe, come. Give me the offering back. Yes. Quick, cry on a secondary school over the corner. Watch these people. You see that their prosperity will not end. Father, stretch your hand towards them. Pray for. Say you not bring, so you'll be praying for them. Gloria, stretch your hands. Speak blessings into their life. Blessings. Speak blessings. Speak blessings. Speak blessings into their lives. Pray that God will be with them. Pray that God will prosper them. Pray that God will lead them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit your children into your care. Father, may you give them lasting prosperity, good health, in the name of Jesus. May it be well with them. May you rebuke the devourer for their sake, in the mighty name of Jesus. As they honor you, Lord, may you honor them. May you honor them. Give them honor. Give them honor in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that I shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Congratulations. Congratulations. Yes. God bless you. Yes. As for you said that if you pay that, the pastor will be rich. Continue. Continue chopping your money.
Have you seen our buildings coming up? Have you seen something has changed about the building? The trusses are done. This week, there will be roofing. You don't clap your hands. Whether you give offering or not, the church will be built. Whether you, this is our church. Whether you give the offering, or somebody will say, or you doesn't give, it will still work. Amen. Everybody take out 5 CDs. Take 4 CDs. Some of you should challenge God today and give an amount. Today is the last Sunday we are seeing some people. When the one Ghana were here, and you are a shepherd, one Ghana idea. Shepherd here, 5 Ghana at least. Be a kokoya, kokoya. I don't know Santi Kotokoni. I be near a pekokoi there, me won't be that. Holy Child. So, Queen, you go to his school. Holy Child. Wesley Girls. You don't know the schools. Everybody go and look for the schools and go through. You understand? And select good school and be praying. You go to that school. If they don't believe me. I say, if you select a school and you pray, you go to that school. Amen. You go to good schools, I'm telling you. Akraka is a good school. St. Paul is a good school. Holy Child is a super good school. Holy Child, you're on Apple. Mama, on Apple. Mama, on Apple. On Apple. His Majesty is a powerful school. His Majesty. Majestic. And more town, dear. Doctor. Our doctor is there. Some people have gone already in Swazini at the idea. Okay. Look. You see? Like joke. Some of you feel we've been joking here. But you see, the blessings I keep speaking, they are coming to pass. People are going. They are going. We are going. Heaven knows where we are going. Sing it. We know we will.
We will get there.
Heaven knows how we will get. You don't know this song? We know we will. It will be hard.
It will
be hard. We know. And the road. And the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will. Boom, 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 boom. When we go there, you hear organ and guitar. Some of you start playing the guitar. Annette, you don't play guitar, you sing. If you are playing guitar, we sing. Oh, so some of you are at the back and you start playing organ. I will teach you the organ, you play it. And you even be playing trumpet. Look, our praise is because I had the guitar by between the organ, but organ is not that we have organ, but we don't know where to put it. Okay. But look, things will change. Tell your neighbor, things will change when we are blessed. Hallelujah. All right, so lift up your friends and let's pray. Everybody, if you have planned to give coins, change your mind. How many of you know that the thing you are seeing at the top there, we don't use gift of tongues to go and collect them. It's money. Yes, so support the church. Support the Father. May you bless every person giving. Pa, it's only one Ghana you are giving. 2 Ghana. Hey. Shepherd, 2 Ghana. 2 Ghana, can he buy cement? In the name of Jesus. May they have fantastic miracles this week. Hey, they will not say amen. May they have fantastic testimonies this week. Yeah. In Jesus' name. 5 Ghana, please come. 5 Siddish. 5 Ghana. God bless you. Oh, my sweetheart is leaving you. She say, ah, why, why, Bioba? If they go, then I'll do my wedding. Or you come. Yeah, I know I need to do a concert today. I need to call them. Hey, wedding here next week. Let me walk home, but after 5 Ghana, Angie, Angie, I buy them. I was asking 5 Ghana. Oh, Angie, na 5 Ghana. Oh, Angie, I didn't. And go many mass. Hey, only one person is giving 5 Ghana in the church. Oh. Okay, 4 Ghana, 3 Ghana, 2 Ghana, come. 4, 3, 2, come. God bless you, prophet. 4, 3, 2, 2 Ghana. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. A cheer for tea. Kasa kasa kuamu. Shami brai. Hey, pass the amount 2 Ghana. Mubabu nse. Queen, you are waiting for me to say 1 Ghana. Look, the offering is not encouraging at all. I'm sad. Because I want to do full-time ministry. But if I do full-time, your offering cannot pay me. Or I should come full-time. I should wait more, I should come. I should wait more. When you prosper more, then I'll come. Because it's the idea, it's the guy there. Saka, he can't even buy 7 lakh for my son. Maybe I so did you. My son, the way you eat, he will grow fat. He even his father doesn't have a body, but he will get Chifugbe body some. Yeah, Chifugbe. When I born my son, Chifugbe will lay hands on him. Be fat in Jesus' name. My son, he'll be fair, copper colored. Yeah, like an Angie. The way Angie is fair. No? So my son, you take everybody's anointing. You have plenty hair like Vanessa. Plenty hair like Vanessa. Yes. But my son, he will not do kokonsa like Irene. No, you know that. He will not take after his auntie. He will be calling Auntie Irene. And Irene will teach her, hey, kokonsa de bra, make sure I do kokonsa. First step will be cancer man for Hunkra. Nako can be. Hey, Irene. Okay. 1 Ghana. If I open my mouth to see everybody up, 1 Ghana. 1 Ghana. Please. It's your season. God bless you. God bless you. Obia, I'm sorry. A cheer for 1 Ghana. A cheer for 1 Ghana. Or you want room service? Yes, 1 Ghana. God bless you. Brother. No, wait. Fatum. Hey, go deep in. Fatum. Hey, we are funny there, no, too. Yes. God bless you. If they give you money and you are, hey, I'm talking. If the money is supposed to be for offering and you take it, that is bribe. You are turning after money. If you don't bring all your offering to, it's like the preaching I preach today. It's because of the offering, no. Brother, can you watch me? Those of you, I'm coming here. Ewahi. Fatum. Yes. Listen, I didn't see your offering. Yes. Hey. Open your pocket. Stand up. Please search them for me. Search your pocket, man. Where's Amber? It's not one, but I was here last week. Wow, look. Charlie, the way it is raining, no. Okay, but we'll close. Don't worry. When we close, we have saved army. So you just move to your saved army. And then we see what to do. All right. Okay, so next week is Mega Church Sunday. Okay, and then I believe that Chief Obi.
Amen. Put your hands together. The man is very anointed.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.